Anglo-French appeasement policy. Appeasement is a diplomatic policy to make political or material concessions to an enemy in order to avoid war. Now, the Anglo-French appeasement policy was also responsible for the outbreak of the Second World War. England followed a policy of appeasement towards Germany when they violated the clauses of the Versailles Treaty and Locarno Pacts. In 1936, Germany and Italy intervened in the Spanish Civil War on the pretext of saving Spain from Russia. At the time of the Rhineland occupation, England and France could have taught Hitler a lesson. Instead, they did nothing and gave Hitler a chance to increase his prestige at home. Now, it was difficult for Britain and France to defend Poland, but the case of Czechoslovakia was different. Chamberlain should have backed the Czechs against Hitler's aggression. But at Munich, Chamberlain again followed a policy of appeasement. It was agreed there that Sudetenland was to be handed over to Germany immediately. Germany, along with the other three powers, guaranteed the rest of Czechoslovakia. So the major factors behind Chamberlain's appeasement policy were the fear of the combined strength of Germany, Italy, and Japan, France's military unreliability, suspicion of Soviet Russia, and all the political reactions after massive armaments, and what England feared most was the long-drawn war with Germany. They also failed to intervene during Japan's attack on China, Italy's aggression on Abyssinia, and Germany's occupation of Prague. Thus, the appeasement policy of Chamberlain encouraged Hitler again and again and jeopardized the balance of power in Europe and helped to precipitate the Second World War. Now, moving on to the course of the war. The Second World War began with the German invasion of Poland in September 1939. The Polish capital, Warsaw, fell. Now, Russia also invaded Poland, and the two of them now partitioned Poland between themselves. The next target of Germany was Norway. Germany captured Denmark, Holland, Belgium, and France. The most important event was the Dunkirk incident. The German army then entered France, and Paris was captured on 14th June. If Hitler had invaded Britain immediately after France, the map of Europe would have been different. But Hitler waited for two long months to attack England after France. The British morale, however, remained unshaken. Hitler finally had to call off the attack. Germany's failure in this Battle of Britain thus became one of the major reasons for the ultimate German defeat. Italy had also declared war upon the Allied powers. Mussolini's ultimate object was to capture the British colonies in North Africa along with Egypt and the Suez Canal. The Italians had some initial success, but the British army took full control of the African colonies of Italy. The British General Montgomery defeated Rommel's army at El Alamein in October 1942. This victory was the turning point for the Allies.